Yesterday, we brought you a story about Poetry Out Loud. That's a national recitation contest. This year, about 200,000 high school students competed. And last night, 12 finalists faced off for the national championship, reciting by memory poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Martina Spada, and Kathy Song, among others.
And now we bring you the winner, Shantae Henry of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Here's Ms. Henry with the poem Frederick Douglass, written in the middle of the last century by Robert E. Hayden.
When it is finally ours, this freedom, this liberty, this beautiful and terrible thing, needful to man as air, usable as earth, when it belongs at last to all, when it is truly instinct, brain matter, diastole, systole, reflex, action, when it is finally one, when it is more than the gaudy mumbo jumbo of politicians, this man, this Douglas, this former slave, this Negro, beaten to his knees, exiled, visioning a world where none is lonely, none hunted, alien. This man, superb in love and logic, this man shall be remembered. Oh, not with statutes, rhetoric, not with legends and poems and wreaths of bronze alone, but with the lives grown out of his life, the lives fleshing his dream of the beautiful, needful thing.
Shantae Henry, reciting the poem Frederick Douglass by Robert E. Hayden. Yesterday, with that performance, she became the national champion of this year's Poetry Out Loud competition.